Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction Time. We are here in the studio reacting to some video clips of Imam Khamenei's speech, which His Eminence delivered just a few hours ago. To react to these videos, we have Sheikh Ali Qummi in the studio. Sheikh Ali Qummi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Reaction
Time. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So it's great to have you here. You know, with these recent developments in Syria, we find that Imam Khamenei, he has given a speech, which was actually released just a few hours ago. His Eminence gave the speech today in the morning, so we want to go ahead and take a look at those videos and then inshallah do a reaction time.
Sure thing.
نباید تردید کرد که اونچه در سوریه اتفاق افتاد محصول یک نقشه مشترک آمریکایی و صهیونیستی است. بله، یک دولت همسایه سوریه نقش آشکاری رو در این زمینه ایفا میکنه، ایفا کرده، الانم ایفا میکنه، اینو میبینن همه. ولی عامل اصلی اونها، عامل اصلی، توطئه‌گر اصلی، نقشه کش اصلی، اتاق فرمان اصلی در آمریکا و رژیم صهیونیستی است. قرائنی داریم. این قرائن برای انسان جای تردید باقی نمیگذاره.
So there you have it. We have Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Of course, he delivered this speech today in the morning, and he's talking about these recent developments that are occurring in Syria. I don't know. I think there was a lot of very profound statements in there, you know. First and foremost, even though I'll let you take the one about America and Israel, but this idea that there is a neighbor in the region, a neighbor to Syria, which has a very active hand in this recent upheaval, excuse me, and the terrorist incursions and things that were happening, which is interesting because even though Agha didn't bring up the name, but when you look at a different analysis that is going on in the media, of course, this is most probably referring to Turkey and how the terrorists, of course, they came out from the north, Idlib, which is also bordered with Turkey. So, I mean, I thought that was one that interesting point that was in there.
Right. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think if you notice very carefully from the very beginning, he is talking about not to doubt this reality or this fact. So, when Imam Khamenei says not to doubt it, this means some people probably still haven't been able to understand the grand scheme of things and the plot itself. Sure. So, here in the clip that we just watched, he very clearly says that the real responsible of what transpired in Syria is America and Israel, right? Now, you know, for those who know, it's not a news, but for some, it may not be a very obvious link, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because if you look at what America has been trying to do is distance itself from this HTS, I think the name of the organization is, right? Which is really a rebranded organization from Al-Qaeda to ISIS to
Al-Nusra, you know, and then Al-Nusra Front. HTS,
it's renamed, rebranded, you know, and it's called HTS, right? But what the Americans and the Zionists are trying to do is to kind of paint a picture that they have nothing to do with it. So first and foremost, you know, for our viewers, they should know that America and Israel, once again, the known or unknown or infamous culprits, they are very much at work, right? So it is not, it shouldn't be a surprise for anyone. Yes, the local players, like you pointed out, I think so too, like Imam Khamenei has not mentioned Turkey, but it's quite obvious, you know,
because it's quite obvious,
this HTS, or formerly known as Al-Nusra Front, and formerly known as Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, and, you know, connections with Daesh, they have been housed in Idlib, right? They've been sitting there, they've been growing there, they've been strengthened there by the regional neighbors, and also definitely by the U.S. and the Zionist regime.
You know what's really interesting here, Sheikh Ali? So, for example, he said that the command center, right, is America and Israel. And just to add to what you were saying, so sometimes, you know, as things start to develop a little bit more, you know, most probably these HTS guys and these terrorists, really they're terrorists, right? These terrorists are going to try to make themselves look like they're part of the people, they are for the people.
Right.
This is some kind of a grassroots movement, when in reality, right, Imam Khamenei here is very clearly saying this is not what the Syrian people want. These are foreign mercenaries, right, and that it is America and Israel that is the guiding hand for all of these things that's going on.
See, this time around, the rebranding that we're talking about for these, as you rightly call them, terrorists who have a track record of butchering innocent people, civilians of different countries, not just Syria.
Yeah.
Even in Iraq, if you look at it, you know, and they have roots there. They've been known for that. The rebranding is not just a name this time around.
Sure, it's this image, perception.
Exactly, the entire persona,
even persona
of the leadership, you know, you look at
Mr. Jolani.
Yeah, the Jolani guy, he is, you know, completely very modern outlook, you know, nice beard, you know, kind of, you know, wearing a jacket, clean cut, you know, that
it's
sort of thing.
Very opposite of like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and these guys.
Right, so they know that the region, the people of the region, they have identified those people who come in that sort of an outfit. So they're trying to create a new persona of this modern mercenaries, you know, pretty much, who have come around to occupy Syria now, right? So the think tank is another word that that Imam Khamenei used in that very clip,
right?
For these mercenaries and these terrorists who have occupied Syria. So he used the think tanks for those who planned and planted these terrorists in this region, right? Namely, America and Israel.
America and Israel, yeah.
So, you know, and usually the think tanks, they plan for such things, you know, way in advance. You know, it's not like an overnight plan and, you know, quick and dirty, you know, you just go in and do a job, you know. So basically they had it planned in Idlib region. And from Idlib, they went to Homs and Aleppo.
Aleppo, then Homs, Hama, and then Damascus.
And then Hama and Damascus, right? So this is basically what they did. And pretty much, you know, low to no resistance that they had to face in taking over. It was pretty much like a walk in the park. So
it was a piece of cake.
It makes you think, you know, how can you do that to any country?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, not just Syria, which has a long track record of being a country.
Yeah.
And I say that on purpose because there are some countries in the region who don't have that long track record of being a country. You know, they're those artificial countries. Syria, it has roots, you know, and the people, the Syrian people, the dignified and honorable Syrian people, they have a civilization of their own. So how is it that, you know, all of a sudden it was just a walk in the park? This means that these planners, sitting in the White House, sitting in Tel Aviv, right? These people planned it way ahead of time.
Sure.
And they were just waiting for the right time.
Yeah, for the green light to give to these guys too.
And for that right time when they give the green light. Why do I say the right time? And this is where I think everybody should pay attention. The same day that the ceasefire between the axis of resistance, namely Hezbollah,
the Lebanese government,
and even the Hamas, right? It took place with the Zionist regime of Israel, and Israelis come and sign that peace deal after seeing that they have not been able to defeat the resistance in Lebanon, more specifically in Gaza, for over a year now, right? And 2 months, the resistance that they faced from Lebanon was something they had not dreamt of. They were not prepared to face this sort of a resistance
from the resistance
Lebanese
in Lebanon,
Hezbollah movement. So
and it kept on getting stronger. It wasn't like it became weaker.
Of
For example, after the martyrdom of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, we find that the number of rockets fired increased, the accuracy, you know, and the targets increased. And so it's like, I'm just adding to what you were saying, that, you know, they did never imagine that this is what would what would happen.
So the Zionist regime
forced a ceasefire.
The Zionist regime, all, you know, equipped with the cutting edge technology, having the air superiority, having the latest missiles and, you know, whatnot, and unlimited supply of funds and everything from the United States and the collective West, right? When they come to ceasefire with a local resistance group, do you know what it means? It is a huge humiliation for the Zionist regime of Israel.
Sure.
Yeah. And in return, a huge and very serious humiliation and question mark on the strength of the Western conglomeration,
which
includes America, UK,
regime.
Canada, you know, France,
it's a
Germany,
defeat for all of them.
So they had to cover
Khamenei
it up.
Said this too.
Right. They had to cover it up.
On multiple occasions. Yeah.
Right. How do they cover it up? Open up a new front. This rebranding that they had done.
Yeah.
You know, it was for this day.
Yeah.
The if, in case we're not able to crush the resistance in the region, namely Hezbollah and Hamas and Jihad al-Islami and these guys, then what do? We come up with plan B. This was their plan B.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is we continuously and in a repeated, continuous manner, I guess is the correct thing to say, we have seen Imam Khamenei continuously say that the fundamental enemy, the main enemy, the enemy of the Muslims, the enemy of humanity, you know, is America and Israel. And that these are the two players that are at the forefront. America, of course, you know, being at the forefront in a very veiled manner, right? They've pushed Israel towards the front, but it's America that's in the front, right? So America and Israel being these two players that are causing the most damage, that are doing all the plans against the Muslims, that are, you know, making all the plots against the people of the West Asian region and of the people in general. For example, they have no mercy on Russia. They have no mercy on China either. So, but this emphasis, I think, of Rahbar's on American Israel is really important to note.
Right.
You know,
right.
Even in this speech, this is one of the things that he emphasized. He says, "Listen, don't think that these are some, you know, local players,
groups and,
you know, that are doing this, or it's a grassroots movement, or that you know, this has nothing to do with American Israel. This Jolani guy is a homegrown. No, this is all." Happening at the command and the directives of American Israel.
Very true. To advance your thought, you know, if you look at all the online analyses, most of them that I've seen, they are talking about this group in particular and its leadership, the Jolani guy, right? They are not really talking about the real source, most of the analysis,
yeah, of course,
right? And this is, you know, some of it, of course, giving the benefit of doubt, is unintentional. Mm. People are just usually more interested in the granular details of, you know, finding out what transpired. But a lot of it is architected. They don't want you to think and look at the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
They don't want you to look at the real culprits, right? Those who have sponsored them, who have created them to begin with, you know, sponsored them, provided them with political immunity, you know. You don't just overnight have all these resources, all these guns and weapons and these trucks and, you know, these Hummers and all that, and you just walk into another country. No, it's not that easy, you know.
No, it's not that easy, no.
Right? So, and right now too, if you look at the composition of HTS, it's not Syrian people. They're people from different parts of different regions.
Yeah, global fighter, jihadist type
not
mentality.
Not even West Asia region.
Yeah.
Right? They, like some of them, they come from, I don't know, Ukraine, and some of them, I don't know, the different...
Well, it's interesting you brought up Ukraine. So the foreign minister of Iran, Araghchi, he had said in one of his statements, telling Ukraine to stop sending their fighters to go and fight in Syria.
Exactly.
So it was that open that these, you know, fighters are doing.
Right.
I don't know. I want to give you the last word in there.
I think what we should take away from this video clip, you know, as a reaction and as a lesson, is that we always have to keep an eye on the bigger picture.
Yes.
Look at what the Islamic leadership, the trustworthy Islamic leadership, is telling us. He is saying things based on facts and information,
right?
Not based on analysis. We may be saying some things based on analysis, but for the most part, when you listen to Rahbar, don't think that it's just another political analysis.
Yeah, no.
No, it's it's very factual. And you know, one of the reasons why we waited to do this is and speak about Syria is because we were waiting for Imam Khamenei's speech.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that is a takeaway. And if you get a chance, inshallah, look at the full speech that will become available, inshallah, ultimately. It has not, you know, the text has not come out yet. Some translations, I think, are being worked on, I've heard. So do make sure that you look at what Imam Khamenei has to say in totality, right?
Excellent. Thank you so much, Sheikh Ali Kumi. Inshallah, until another reaction time. That's all from us. This was Reaction Time.